Romans 8, 15. It says, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Up this side of the auditorium, there's somebody, I don't know what you are sick about, but the Lord healed you as I was praying. This particular, not here, not here. I don't know what your problem is, but as we were praying, the Lord just touched you and healed you. Romans 8:15. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we can call him what? Abba Father. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. If we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. Every single time we read this scripture, people think of money. Every time we talk of the blessings of God, our mind goes to money and all those things. Yeah, it's part of it. But what it's talking about sharing, being a heir of God, is that we inherited his life. We have inherited what? His life. He said we've inherited his life. Because we have his life, we are now his children. And we got it by his spirit that he gave us. He said we have received now a spirit that makes you are no more fearful slave. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his children. We received his life. The reason you are your father's child is because you have his seed in you. That's what the scripture is saying. We have become heirs of God. We have inherited his life. We have taken on the spirit of Christ in us. That's the Christian. The day we came to Christ, we received his spirit. And in receiving his spirit, we inherited the life that was in Christ Jesus. Now, look at Romans 6, 4. He put it in this way. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk what? In newness of life. He's saying, when Christ died, we died. I want you to listen to me. When Christ died, we died with him. And when he rose, we what? Rose with him. You know, it didn't end there. We also ascended with him. Seated with him where? Heavenly place. So we went with him down. We rose up with him. We went with him. Which means his life is what we have. When Jesus died, we received a new life. The old life was knocked off. The Bible called it circumcision, not done with human hands. It's done by the hand of God. The old life was cut off. And when Jesus rose, we rose with new life. We ascended with him in a place of authority and power. And so the Bible is saying we should live this new life that Christ has given us. The purpose of giving us this eternal life is not to be talking. It's to live it. It's to live it. It's to manifest it. That's what it's talking about. It says again in Romans 6, 4, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also now walk in newness of what? Life. Now, this newness of life is totally different from the obeying the laws of Moses. And this is where the church gets very confused. Because people are so confused about the spirit of life from the spirit. So they get this thing about obeying the laws of Moses and clothe it as this. It's not the same thing for God's sake. The Bible demarcates it, differentiates it. It's totally not. They don't even have connection. Romans 7, 6. But now we have been released from the law. For we died to it and are no longer captive to its power. Now we can serve God not in the old way. Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We serve God not in the old way of what? Obeying the letters of the law. That's not what the new life is. But now in the new way of living in the spirit. Simply put, we have something better now. Before Jesus came, mankind didn't have this life of God. So God gave the law to, remember, the law wasn't given only to Moses came. And yet God has been dealing with Abraham, Noah, and all of those people. And God called them that they walked perfect before God, and there was no law given to them. So before Jesus came, God gave the Old Testament people the law. And the law was not given to Gentiles. It was given only to who? To the Jews. It was given only to the Jews. And so the law was given to them so that they will live by it. But the Bible tells us that they never fulfilled it. They didn't really make it. They never fulfilled it. And why? Because of the weakness of the flesh. The flesh will not let any man do the will of God. The Bible says so. It says what the law could not do now, God himself what? Did by sending his son. Now I want you to listen to me. In the time of the law, we are supposed to obey those laws. But the Bible says because of the weakness of the flesh, the law couldn't make a man perfect. But God sent his son so that the man should stop trying to obey that law, so that his son living in us will manifest the perfect life of God through us. Simple. So now we are living by nature. We are living by a new nature. We are living by dependence of a new spirit. We have something superior. We have something better. We have something marvelous. We have Jesus in us. We live by a new nature. Brethren, I'm a man. Well, you know, the Western world is confused, but we are not. We are not confused. Can I hear amen? And don't join them. They are totally... I'm a man. The reason I behave like a man is nature. I'm not behaving like a man by laws of Moses. The law can't give me a nature, but God gave it to me. In the same way, the Ten Commandments can't give you the nature of God, but Jesus gave it to us. So the Bible says we can no more serve God going to live according to... Because can you imagine me trying to be a man by obeying some laws? You call intervention immediately. The reason I behave like a man is I have a DNA that makes me a man. So I act according to my nature, according to that DNA. God says, these people don't have my DNA. And he said, that's why they were divorcing their wives, and they said, your heart is hard and everything. But Jesus came to give us life. So we have it more. We have new DNA. We have new nature. We don't behave according to thou say that thou shalt not and that. No, no, no. We behave according to the working of the new nature in us. According to the action of the new nature. What? Do you know why you come and sit down? It's because of a human being. If you bring dogs here, they don't sit down. Have you ever, those of you who have dogs in the village before you ate them. President Dokwere is hiding under the chair. In their village, they eat dogs. In their village. It's from Umuchu, don't mind them. You had dogs now before you ate. We had that one. His name was Otori. Otori Maka is his name. So before Otori disappeared, I won't tell you what happened to Otori, but he disappeared. Awesome. We will sit down and be eating. Otori will be so confused that, why are these people sitting like this? Because he's in their world. They don't, in their world is everybody. If you throw food to a couple of dogs, you hear them from wherever they are. Because that's their nature. They act according to nature. I tell people, I don't care if you call him Jerry, call him, did I see any dog, they call Emmanuel, I'll take that dog. All those things. I don't care what you call the dog. A dog is what? One woman was foolish enough to leave their boy, and this is true, with this assertion, big dogs. They had about 6 or 7 of them. And he left his boy and walked away. By the time he came back, they killed the boy. Because the instinct is animalistic instinct. That's why you must put them on a string. What I'm trying to illustrate to us is that for every one of us who has Jesus in him, you have a new nature. And you should be driven by that nature. Quit means 24/7, you act in the nature of God. It's not by, you can't live this life by 10 commandments. You can't, no. No, we're driven from within. We're driven by the Spirit of God. We're driven by the Spirit of Jesus that is in us. Romans 6, 17. Thank God, once you were slaves of sin, see, when we didn't have the life of Christ, when we didn't have this new life, we didn't have answer to sin. So we were slaves. But now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have what? Given. What is this new teaching? It's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you receive the gospel, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I said, look at the word that the Holy Spirit used. They called it obeying the teaching. In the New Testament, the new obedience is obedience of faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's obedience of faith. It's believing what God said and acting on it. So he said, because you believe this new teaching. Ah, is it only 22 minutes? Did you put the time of prayer for me? All of you are Gentiles over there. It's okay. He says, now you are free from your slavery. Sorry. Let's start again. Romans 6, 17. Thank God once you were slaves of sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are what? I didn't hear you. Now you are what? Come on, church. Now you are what? Free from your slavery to sin, because the new nature you have is the nature of God. It's free from sin. It's free. It's the nature of God. And you have become slaves now to what? Righteousness. Because that's the nature you have. That's the new nature we have. Let's continue to read. What's the next verse? Verse 19, right? Okay, because of the weakness of your human nature. You see, that human nature we had couldn't really perform. So he said, I am using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all of this, that the human nature was slave to sin. That's what he's saying. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and what? Lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. But now, everybody say, but now. Come on, say it, but now. You must give yourself to be slave to righteousness living so that you will become holy. Continue. When you were slave to sin, he's talking about what happened before we had Jesus. You were free from what? Obligation to do right. You didn't have the ability. You didn't have the ability to do right. Until Christ came, didn't have ability. He made all the difference in our life. Verse 21. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of those things you used to do. Things that end in what? Eternal doom. But look at verse 22. But now, everybody say, but now, you are free from the power of sin and have become again slaves of righteousness. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. Verse 23. For the wages of sin is, but the free gift that God gave you and I is what? Eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So we have a new nature. We have a new DNA. And it is that nature that should be manifesting. And so the Bible says we can now not let our flesh now dictate how we live our lives, because we have a power in us. We have an ability in us. For the Lord now is the strength of our life. Jesus has become my life. He's the strength of my life. And so the Bible says we can now dictate to the flesh that we're no more obligated to do. We're not slaves to it anymore. In Romans chapter 6 verse 12. But do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desire, because the flesh will always have sinful desires. 13, do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourself how? Completely to God. For you were dead, but now you have new life. You have new life. He made all the difference. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's no Christian who is a victim of anything. None. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. 14. Sin is no longer what? Your master. For you no longer live under the requirements of the law. You don't live under the time of Moses, because there's a new sheriff in town. Jesus has come. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's what? Grace. If you understand me, shout hallelujah. Now, Romans 8:9. But you are not controlled by your old sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. If you have this life, then this Spirit controls you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. Verse 10, and Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die, even though your body will die because of what? Sin. The Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with what? God. You know, we read this scripture for healing, which is true, but that's not the main thing, really. The point is making, this is the clincher. The point is making here is that the Spirit of God in you controls your flesh. It gives life to your mortal bodies. You control your flesh by the power within. That's what he's saying. It controls your body. It gives life. It imposes the divine life over this one. Even though, yeah, it brings healing along with it, but the main thing it does really, is that it gives life to your mortal bodies. It makes you do stuff. It makes you do this. Jesus said to the Jews, he said, the Father and me do it what? All these things. It makes us act. It makes you act. It makes me act. Because it's a new nature. It's a new nature. The thing that makes me act is within me. It's within me. It's not by my thinking or by result. No. There's something that makes me behave the way I do. That thing is within me. That's what he's saying. This Spirit of God in us is the thing that makes us do what we do. Remember I said, before we had it, we were slaves to sin. But now we are no more. Now let's move because of time. Now, this new life and this new power in us, is true that we have them. But they will not manifest until we believe them. Just like everything that God gives us, like everything that God does with us, faith is the connecting thing. If we don't receive it by faith, if we don't keep it by faith, we won't see them manifest. And Jesus made it clear, only believe and you will what? See this glory of God. You see this life manifest to you. All these things we read, they are legally ours and true. But except we believe them, they're not going to work. We're not going to see them. And look at Philippians 1:11. So you see that it's the Spirit of Christ in you that produces these things, like I was saying. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation. The righteous character, read it, read the rest with me, produced in your life by who? For this will bring much glory and praise to God. I told you, is that Spirit in you that produces this thing, gives life to your mortal bodies. It produces the thing that you see externally. The thing is a new nature. I bet that nature will not work, just like everything that God gives us, unless we believe that we have this thing. So unless we believe that these things are true. The Bible says the just shall live by his faith. Look at 1 Timothy 1:4. 1 Timothy 1:4. Don't let them waste their time in endless discussion of myths and spiritual pedigree. What is pedigree? Huh? Pedigree. Since you don't know, I can tell you what it is. You don't know whether I'm right or wrong. So what is pedigree? I didn't go to school here. Many of you went to school here. Huh? Huh? B? Bid. Abatete said it's bid. Abatete. Of all places, Abatete is telling us about it. What is pedigree? Genealogy. Genealogy. That's what AD was saying. He says, all this going into genealogy is nonsense. It's a waste of time. It's all those things. You know, these were the culture at the time. They wasted their time talking about things, all those genealogical things. You know, these days it's still happening. Some people are so proud of their, he said, you're doing my family. My family tree. God cares less about your family tree. Tell the truth of the matter. The most important thing to God is his own family, where you belong. It's these things were there. All these pedigree things, you know where I came from, and all these. They were just so proud of it. You read the Bible, you see that these things that are here, they were there before. He says to them, he says, don't let them waste their time in endless discussion on myths and mythology, things that have no facts in them, and spiritual pedigree. These things only lead to meaningless what? Speculations. Which don't help people do what? Live a life of faith in God. The only thing you want to know is what makes you live this life of faith. Because the just shall live. If you don't develop the thing that makes you live this life of faith, you will not see this glory that Christ gave us. Even though it's there, but it will not manifest. That's what he's saying. Romans 8:5. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature, think about what? Those who are dominated by the sinful nature, what do they do? Think about, do you know the sinful things? They still think about the old sinful life. You know, I hear a lot of Christians, and brethren, it is really very troubling to me, that in conversations, a Christian will open his mouth and say, you know, my own is anger. Do you know what you're talking about? It's not your own. Yeah. You see, in our family, it's all this thing that my own is this, because it came from my father. And they say it, they just, yeah, I don't, when I hear things like that, I just close my ears. That's not the testimony that God gave. God said to you, all things have what? Passed. So why don't we believe what God said? You see why we never change? And the Bible says, those who are dominated by their sinful nature, they think about sinful things. All they think is about the old things, weaknesses, you know, sin. They talk about sin and sin and sin all the time. Sin, 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 morning, sin, afternoon, sin, and evening, sin. But those who are controlled by the Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. What pleases the Spirit? Without faith, it is what? Him. Yes. So you talk of things that build your faith. The word of faith. Christ redeemed me from the power of sin. I'm no more a slave of sin. Those are the things that please God, because that's what God achieved for you. I'm now a new creature. I've received a new life, and I have it more abundant. He said, those who think on this type of things, they live spiritual life. But those who will not change their mind, they'll be dominated by their sinful nature. And then in Romans 2:29. No, a true Jew. Brethren, read this thing. A true Jew is one whose heart is what? Right. And true circumcision is not merely doing what? Obeying the letter of the law. You see, this thing is there. Rather, it is a change of heart. Everybody say a change of heart. Come on, church. It's what? A change of heart. From thinking about the old sinful things to thinking about the new things that Jesus accomplished. It's a change of heart produced by the Spirit. And a person with a changed heart seeks praise from God. That's what I was saying this morning. We go and praise him with a changed heart. Acknowledging the things that Jesus has accomplished, not from people. You seek praise from God, not from people. You want to focus on, you want to please God, because God did all of this for us. He gave us a new nature. We think on these things. Our mind changes. It is not by struggle. It's not by I'm going to be better. Actually, you are neither better or worse. One sin is enough. The only righteousness that God recognizes is one. And that's the righteousness of who? All our righteousness is filthy rag. So if you don't change, if you don't fill your heart with these things, you are going to be controlled by your carnal nature. That's why 10 years, 15 years, the same character you were known before you got born, not born again, is still manifesting today. It's the same thing. We were talking yesterday about, you know, how to, you know, solving problems in the family. What did the scripture even tell us? Speak the truth in what? In love. Never gave you permission to speak the truth with anger and all those throwing anger tantrums. That's not from the Spirit of God. God is love. Why there's no love? That's not God. The Bible says if you allow all these things happen, it says all you have is demon spirits working with you. That's what you have. That's why scatters homes, scatters churches, scatters families, scatters. They went for one. I heard about people who went for one town meeting. They fought there. And one man broke bottle and said, I came from Abba. I'll teach you people. Listen. And then within 3 minutes, New Jersey police was there. And the police said, we come and teach you lesson. You follow us. It happened. In this new life, it's love. It's fruit of the Spirit. It's love. It's gentleness. It's long-suffering. Can I hear amen? Romans 12:1. Am I communicating? Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. In other words, live this new life, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So the first service we offer God is to live this spirit life. That's the first service. That's what I'm saying to workers. That the church that the scripture was talking about, they first gave themselves to the Lord first. And this is what the Bible is saying, that you need to give your life to the Lord completely and trust him with all your life. You give your life to the Lord. Then he told us how these things happen. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by what? Renewing of your mind. When your mind is not renewed, you can't be changed. Even though you have Christ in you, you still go home, and in your home, you're attacking. You know what atakere is? Huh? Okay, go and find it out. Atakere is something that bites. When we were growing up, they used to frighten us. Atakere is nearby, we behave ourselves. You know, so you go and be atakere. So quarrel, anywhere you go, trouble. Ochanganuku. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Brethren, I'm telling you the truth. Majority of Christians are carnal. I'm sorry, but that's true. Very few people live the spirit life. Very few people. Very few people. Don't worry, they'll come and dress well and talk like this. I'm a pastor. I know what I see. You know, me and my wife were talking. My wife was telling me, she said, this work is not easy. If God doesn't help you, you can't do it right. You'll be drawn into all this kind of character and things that people show. And yet, in all of that, you have to show love. You have to constrain yourself. And then, you know, to look at you as if to say you came, before you became a pastor, you were a beggar. It's unfortunate, but it's true. I was on my bed and the Lord told me, he said, apart from the spirit of weariness that the devil is using, he said, many Christians are not wise. He said to me, pray for wisdom for people in your church. And he started to give me an example. He said, their choices don't reflect my wisdom. Don't reflect my wisdom. And they don't care. They don't even know it. I'm telling the truth. A lie now. What he told me. I wasn't thinking of this. And since then, I've prayed my heart out. My wife will tell you. Hours upon hours upon hours. He said there's strong spirit of willingness and lukewarmness that has thrown a blanket over them. We need to get back to the truth. We're transformed by the renewing what? Of our mind. We're transformed. 2 Corinthians 5:16. So we have stopped evaluating others from what? Human point of view. So you can't evaluate yourself from human point of view. You cannot. Let me make an announcement. I don't want to forget this one. In this church, we are going to have all these children that have, in the meantime, have all these autistic things and things. Please, please, please. If they come, leave them alone. If they make noise, don't worry about it. They must be brought before the presence of who? Of God. They are children of God too. We cannot exclude them. because the power to heal them is among you. Yes. So if you have them, please let them come. Don't worry. If you see them, please, 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 just accommodate them. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. We will see the glory of God. They're all going to be healed and restored. Healed and restored. We have to act in faith. The Bible says, upon Mount Zion, the sons of Jacob will what? We can't send them away. Where we came from, we don't behave like this. No, no, no. Let them come. Come as you are. Come to Jesus. Children, Jesus said, let them come. He didn't say, don't bring, no, bring them. Let them come. If they run around, it's okay. Don't worry about it. They make noise. Praise the Lord. Don't worry. God is hearing it. They're beautiful. Let them what? Come. And the power of God that resides in our midst. One of these days, the thing will be, boom, you'll be so surprised. Yeah. We must allow them. Brethren, bear the scruffles of others. It's not to make you very, I know you'll be more comfortable without their noise, but it's okay. Our eyes will see the glory of God. Let them come. So if they come and they make noise during sermon, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay. Amen. I said amen. So I've stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from what? Human point of view. How differently we know him now. Paul, what is the difference? See how his thinking changed. So we have the 17 now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become what? A new person. Is it because his character has changed? No. God said, this is my testimony. I changed you. I gave you a new life. You have a new nature. You are not what you used to be. Paul said, I used to look at people naturally. But now, no, I've stopped. Because they belong to Christ, I now believe that Christ has given them new nature, new life. Old life is gone. Behold, a new life has what? Begun. And then when you change your thinking and believe what God said like that and begin to say so, then you have believed it, then you will see the manifestation of it. Then the Holy Spirit will begin to transform your outside. That's why I say it is the Spirit in you that works this thing. It is Christ that produces. That's why it's called fruits, not works. It's not by works of people. It's fruit. Jesus said, I'm the vine that produces. My granddaughter came here and preached my sermon. He said, Jesus is the vine, and I'm the branch, and he makes me grow. He makes me strong. Isn't that what she said? I was there. I said, Lord, whoa. Out of mouth of babe, you preached this sermon. So you understand it not by age or anything. A small girl of 10. Summarize my sermon. So we need to change our thinking. We need to change and believe the gospel. Believe the gospel. Believe the gospel. You know, unless we believe it, it's not going to manifest. You know, God came to Abraham. God came to Abraham, my brothers and sisters, and taught us how he speaks. And the Bible said, if any man speak, let him speak as what? He taught us how he speaks. He came to Abraham. He said to Abraham, I have made you a father of what? And the man didn't quickly get young. Instead, he was getting older. But God insisted that his word is true. And then he said to the wife, I've also made you what? A mother of many nations. You know, if you heard that from God, the following day you wake up and thinking you'll be as young as me. Handsome like me. No, maybe almost handsome like me. You married a very handsome man, this woman. But it didn't happen like that. Instead, things were going south. He was getting older and older. And you think God will say, Angel Michael, let's do quick. These people are getting... No. 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 God is God. God is what? God can raise them from the dead and make them have children. Quicker. He said it. But Abraham believed God and gave praise and gave thanks. And we see so mouth always said so. Why was Abraham thanking God? Because he said he believed according to what God told him. 100 years, Abraham was saying, God, thank you. I'm a father of what? Yeah. Because you speak not according to your experience, church. I am telling you what the word of God teaches us to be doing. We speak according to what he said. You say you are doing pornography. that thing will stop if you start speaking according to what he said. If you start saying, no, I'm no more a slave to this thing. Jesus has set me free from this thing. You thank him in the morning, thank him in the evening. At a point, you lose interest in it. I mean, the Spirit of God doesn't, it's not character management. He kills the thing. He's dead. Your interest in the thing will what? Paul said, through the cross, my interest in the world has been destroyed. I don't have interest in what you do. Pornography will not interest you. I'm telling you, it will not interest you. If they give you free, you won't even want to look. Because it's dead. It's through the power of the Spirit you put to death. There's no more temptation to you. But no, as long as you keep saying, ah, my problem is pornography, it will be your problem now. For as a man thinketh, so he is. You are not seeing Christ. You are not believing the gospel. You are not receiving the truth. And until you know this truth, it will not set you free. It's not by struggle. It's not by might. It's not by I'm going to be better today. Brethren, I challenge you. How many things have you decided to be better from since how many years you haven't? One key you are using to open something is not working. It's not time to throw it away and use a better key. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he will be. If God says, I gave you a new life, and all things have what? Passed away. The only way is going to manifest if you say, I agree with God. For two cannot work together except they agree. And that's why I brought up some of those. I say, make them your prayer topic and thank God for them. Search out the scriptures and thank God for them and say, Lord, I'm so grateful. I have a new life. I have a new nature. I'm not what I used to be. I'm still confessing, thinking according to sinful things, the old things. Because if you continue like that, you will remain carnal. And I don't have time. Maybe next Sunday, I will tell you how the thing ruins the life of a Christian. The Bible says, if you follow the flesh, you shall surely what? Die. Which means it will separate you from fellowship with God, weaken your faith, make you lukewarm. You will see the glory. You pray, nothing will happen. Nothing. It will separate you. Make you find all the reasons why the church is wrong. In the world where you are the only one right, something is wrong. Everybody else is wrong except you. Don't you know you are walking in deceit already? That the devil got you where he wants you. Murmuring, complaining, and that invites more demons into your life. Call those things that be not as though they were. Who has believed our report? So that the arm of the Lord will be revealed.